Chapter 6, Krishna Visits Mathura. By the end of the day, they reached Mathura. At the gate of Mathura, Krishna and Balaram got down from the chariot and shook hands with Akur. Krishna said, "Uncle, now we will go alone with Nanda Maharaj and the others who came with us from Vrindavan. You may go home." Akura said, "My dear Lord, I cannot go into Mathura, leaving you all alone. I am your surrendered servant. Please come with me and bless my home." The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, said, "Akura, first I have to kill all the demons who are troubling my family so much. Then I will be very happy to come to your house with Balaram." Akura was very sorry to leave Lord Krishna, but he went into Mathura alone to tell King Kamsa that Krishna and Balaram had come for the wrestling match and the festival. Then he went to his own house. Lord Krishna, Balaram, and all the cowherd boys walked slowly through the golden doors of Mathura's huge marble gates. There were beautiful gardens all around. The roads were decorated with gold. There were beautiful gardens all around. The roads were decorated with gold. Each house had large gardens full of trees, fruits, and flowers. Pigeons and peacocks walked and cooed on the balconies and windows. All the shops were decorated with roses, grass, and garlands. The front doors of the houses were decorated with jewels and water pots filled with water. A mixture of water and yogurt was sprinkled all around. Lamps of different sizes were lit and hung along with flowers, silk flags, and mango leaf garlands all around the doors. Everyone in Mathura heard that Krishna and Balaram, along with the cowherd boys of Vrindavan, had come to Mathura. They all came running to meet them. The ladies and girls ran up to the rooftops to get a good look at them. For a long time, they had heard all about Krishna and Balaram and how wonderful they were, but they had never seen them before. Now, right there on the very street below, they could actually see Krishna and Balaram slowly walking and sweetly smiling at them. The ladies were so happy. From the rooftops, they showered flowers upon Krishna and Balaram. All the brahmanas came out to give sandalwood and flowers to welcome them to their city. On the way, Krishna and Balaram saw a man washing clothes and dyeing them different colors. Krishna asked him, "Dear Dobi, dear washerman, please give us some of these nice clothes. I promise to give you all good fortune." But the washerman was angry and shouted at him, "No, you cannot take clothes which belong to the king. I will call Kamsa's men to punish you." Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, became very angry at the washerman for speaking so rudely. Krishna hit him so hard that the man's head came right off his body. After the rude washerman fell down dead on the ground, Krishna and Balaram dressed up very nicely with some of the new clothes. Then they gave some of the other new clothes to their friends, the cowherd boys. Walking along in their new clothes, Krishna and Balaram saw a man named Sudama who sold flowers. "Welcome to my home," Sudama said. "Please, take these two beautiful garlands, which I have made especially for you." Krishna blessed him. Sudama said, "The only blessing I wish for is to be your servant always. Being your eternal servant is the best way to do good to all living creatures. Krishna was so happy with the service of Sudama that he said, "You may have whatever you want, and I will also give you a happy and long life, everything you need for your home, and anything you might need at any time." Sudama paid his obeisances again and again and thanked the Lord very much. Then Krishna and Balaram walked on to see the rest of Mathura. As they walked along the beautiful streets of Mathura, Krishna and Balaram saw a young hunchback lady carrying a dish of lovely cool sandalwood paste. Krishna joked with her, "Oh, tall young woman, who are you? Tell me, who is this chandan paste for? I am sure you will be very lucky if you give it to me." The woman answered, "My dear Shyamasundar, dear beautiful dark boy, I bring King Kamsa this sandalwood pulp every day. The king is very happy with me for that. But now, I will be very glad to offer this cool sandalwood paste to you two brothers." She then smeared the chandan all over them with great love and devotion. After she finished, Lord Krishna pressed his toes down on her feet, pinched both of her cheeks with his fingers, and gave her a little jerk to make her back straight. Suddenly, the hunchback woman looked like a very beautiful straight girl. As soon as she gave her love and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she became the most beautiful girl. Anyone who knows about Krishna does not have to be very wonderful or qualified, or beautiful. Just by serving the Lord, anyone can become very qualified and very beautiful. Krishna simply smiled. "My dear beautiful girl, someday I must come to your house, but after I finish my other work here in Mathura."